Packers. Hilltoppers turn. Big spike from them and tipped it out of bounds. Point goes to Glenwood City.
Yep. Well, Colin already used a timeout, so he's got to pace himself using his second and final timeout that's set.
It's 9-8. Loggers still leading.
That's trouble.
Hurtland. And the Loggers get it over. Annika Tobias.
Trouble.
Trouble again. Prospect saves it. Gets it deep.
All right, we got to start setting these hits up.
Glenwood's turn, and that one's going to spike from them. They tie this set up 9-9.
Yep.
Glenwood City, the 11th seed, playing a lot better than the 11th seed, aren't they?
They are playing a lot better than the 11th seed.
All right, tied up at 9 here. Here's the Loggers' turn. Here's Staroba. Saved there by Glenwood City. Here's Brommer to tip it over. Oh, my gosh, almost a nice save from Layla Strobe over there, but unable to. And Glenwood City takes the lead 10-9. Coach Hoagland fired up here, trying to get him going.
It's up now.
Here's the Loggers' turn.
We got to start.
They're set up Tobias, a little tip over the top. Yeah, we got to start.
Using our sets. Using our sets real well.
It looked like we're in panic mode almost.
Yep.
Here we are. Here's Tobias. There. He winds up.
That's trouble.
Wow,
nice defensive play. Nice save.
Saved from Glenwood City. Loggers' turn. Tobias again. Saved by Glenwood City.
Go.
Here's Brommer. She gets it over. Back to the Loggers. Maya.
Yeah.
Erwin, they got it to her. And she wanted that one. She's fired up.
She gets
the point.
Yeah.
Ties it up at 10.
They've got to use their, their bump set and their spike.
They're not
doing that right now. They're just kind of all over the place. They got to get control of their positions.
Here's Tobias with the serve. Brommer gets it over. And it's going to be point goes to the Loggers.
Oh, call the double hit. Call the double hit.
So a double hit, meaning it hit one arm and then the other?
Hit twice,
And it's got to hit at the same time?
Yep.
Gotcha.
Simultaneous contact.
All right, 11-10, Loggers leading. Here's Tobias again. She's been doing a nice job with the serve. The Loggers, Glenwood City, a nice save. Brommer gets under that one.
All right, get it.
They're going to get it to Macy Hurtland. She's blocked, saves it herself, though. Here's Prospect, gets that one deep. They're going to try to set up Brommer. They're a little too close. Loggers dig it out.
Yep.
Here's Maya Hurtland. She's been on fire here. It's Brommer's turn. Big spike dug out by Loggers. Rayleigh Williams.
Ooh, close.
And a spike from Prostek. Here's Brommer's turn. And that one, I think it was tipped. It was. Going to go point.
It was good. Yep.
Point goes to the Hilltoppers. Tied at 11.
11-11.
Karen, we might be here all night.
We might. This might go five.
All right, here we go. Kyra Kruger serving for the Hilltoppers, tied at 11. Here's Prostek. She's blocked. Hurtland. Over to Hurtland, her sister, and a nice jump. Got to be a double hit.
Legal hit.
So Maya Hurtland to Macy Hurtland gets the point. Substitutions coming in here. The Loggers take the lead against 12-11.
Oh, yeah, Holmes is going back to serve. And that's Macy Hurtland coming out.
Chloe Esterholm, the sophomore, defensive specialist, as she's listed as.
Yep.
Been doing a nice job serving. Nice serve from her.
Hey, here's that number. She's going deep.
Yep, and Brommer again deep and a little bit out on that one.
Well, maybe there was a touch, but I guess not.
13-11, Loggers get the point.
Yep, we're good. All right, come on. Need a little more cushion here.
Here's Chloe. Chloe, nice serve. A diving save from...
Ooh, trouble.
And Maya Hurtland gets that one over. Back and forth it goes. Loggers' turn. Here's Delaney Ford, unable to get it blocked.
Yep.
So it was Strobel who set up Delaney Ford. Delaney got it blocked. And it fell in front of the net on the Loggers' side.
Going back in that front row, and Tori Miller's coming out. So we got that big spiker in the front row.
Brommer just gets it over the top. It's 13-12, Loggers leading. And a nice job from Gabby Prostek. Getting the kill on that opposite side.
She put that right where she needed to.
Loggers, we talked about it a little bit, Karen. I don't know if we were at commercial break when we did, but the Loggers have been on the right side the whole time. The Hilltoppers have been on the left side this whole time, and that's something new this year that they're able to not switch if they don't want to, and I've seen a lot of the coaches stay in their spot.
Yeah, and, I've been at some matches where the coaches have said, no, I really think I want to switch. You know, it looks like this basket is in the way, or, you know, those sure. bleachers are too close on this side. So I have seen the switch, but I have also seen them staying on their own side.
Sure, as we're talking here, back and forth they go, showing the athleticism. And a nice job. The Loggers is going to get it. It was Layla Stroba gets it over, and it ended up being four hits on the player. Would have been.
If Bob wouldn't have called that, I would have. I would have yelled, illegal hit.
15-12, and here's Maya Hertland again. And this one, the Hilltoppers turn. And a block there from Prostek.
Wow, I didn't think she touched it, but maybe she did.
Here we go. Here's Stroba over to Delaney for the lefty. Dug up by the Hilltoppers. Here's Alms on this side.
Oh,
and that's what has been trouble in that first half. We haven't seen that little smile from her in a while. She had it a lot in that first half. Loggers
sure
got to contain.
She sure did. Yeah, so if the teams don't switch, the line judges have to.
15-13. The libero gets it over for Glenwood City.
Okay,
here's Prostek. Dug out by Glenwood City. Alms again. This one dug out by Chloe Esterholm. There we go. Prostek's turn.
Tipped
and saved here by Glenwood City.
Here she comes again.
A tip or a block doesn't count as a hit, though, does it?
Correct. If it's a block.
Yes. Oh, and Gabby Prostek again. So Gabby heating up on this side, hitting it from left to that right corner over there.
Yep.
And makes it 16-13.
Gabby's going out, and Maya's coming in. Maya's going in to serve. Gabby will come back out.
So Maya Krawczyk going to serve?
I'm guessing that Gabby will get back up as they rotate.
So substitution like this generally is because Maya's probably a good server, as we've seen there, and got the ace.
Yep.
Good job. Maya Krawczyk, getting her turn and taking advantage of it. 17-13, and she hits that one into the net. That's okay. 17-14. Mm-hmm. Three-point lead in this third set, all tied up at one. And serving now, Aubrey Peterson. She gets that one over, dug out by Maya Hertland. Finding Tobias, and Tobias, a nice save from Glenwood City. Alms gets it over this time.
From my vantage point.
Here is Delaney Four gets it over.
That's trouble.
And that was trouble and a really nice job.
That was a nice tip.
Kyra Krueger,
a
no-look pass tip.
No.
Put it where nobody was. Point goes to the Hilltoppers, 17-15. Is Aubrey Peterson. Gets it over for the Hilltoppers. Tobias is going to tip it over. Glenwood City saves it. Big one from Alms. It was tipped. And it's going to go point to the Hilltoppers. 17-16. Girls sports are fast-paced, Karen.
They are.
You get the softball.
Volleyball.
It's just one. Go, go, go. Here we go. Here's Tobias.
Oh.
That one into the net. Ties it up at 17.
Yep.
Tobias spiked that one into the net.
And, we're basketball, you've got a halftime. You don't have any halftime in volleyball. You're constantly going.
All right, here we go. Hilltoppers turn. Tied at 17 in this third set. Gets it over. It's blocked, but it stays on the longer side. Point goes to the Hilltoppers. 17-18. Hilltoppers take a lead. All right, Hilltoppers, they're going to serve it. Here's Delaney Four. Tips it over. Hilltoppers turn. Spike into the net.
It's
going to be a four. Oh, that was a fourth hit.
Yep.
I'm always missing out on that fourth hit. I put something in my head.
Hits the net and comes back.
Yes.
Then.
What's that? We got some of these young men. We got Mr. Hartland, Mr. Ring up here to help us out. And here we go. Rayleigh Williams tied up at 18. Gets this one over. The Hilltoppers.
Set that up.
And saved by Williams again here.
Good save.
Here's the Loggers. Here's Tobias. That's who we want with it. Dug out by the Hilltoppers. They're going to tip this one over. Maya Hertland. She's there. Hertland
that's
again.
That's a legal hit.
A legal hit from
she went
home.
Down.
Sure.
Yep. If she would have just let it hit and, position her hands, but because she followed through, that makes an illegal hit.
You got it. All right, Rayleigh Williams, 19-18. Loggers take the lead again.
Come on, Loggers.
Here's Rayleigh. Rayleigh puts this one over in a nice spot. Alms on this right side into the net.
And into the net.
There we go. Karen, we got some of our fans in front of us.
Jordy
Ring.
Hey, Jordy.
Jordy always gives us a visit. Caden Hurtland down there. And Loggers. J-Mo, I'm sorry. I called him Jordy. J-Mo Ring. He's going to beat me up for that one.
I know.
Loggers leading 20-18. And Macy Hurtland, a nice job from the senior.
Yep.
Not a lot of
nice
seniors
placement.
On this team. A great placement,
nice ball placement
by Macy. It's 21-18.
Okay, going in is Kyra Flick, and coming out, I think that's number 8, number 12, Raina Bremer.
All right, Rayleigh Williams, and the Loggers leading 21-18.
Okay.
Bike from Alms.
Oh, it's over. Watch the tip. Oh.
And the Hilltopper's going to get the point on that one, 21-19.
I could see it.
We have a nice view from up here. It's like
we
you
do.
Can almost predict things as they're going to happen. You can see a little bit better.
You can see the hang of the ball, the air time of the ball.
You can see where people are positioned. And here we go, 21-19.
Oh,
that
nice.
One ended
all
at
right.
a break
like
for the Loggers.
Big break for the Loggers.
22-19.
Big break. We needed that. Now we just got to capitalize.
You bet. And it's going to be Layla Staroba.
Come on, Layla.
Layla.
Oh,
that one. A game of inches. She wants that one back.
She wanted that.
It was so close to the perfect serve.
Yep.
22-20. Loggers still leading.
Now, Tori Orman up in that front left again. So we got to try and.
Here's Hurtland. It's a bias. A nice job.
Good
a
one.
Mix between a kill and a tip right there.
Yeah, pretty much a kill, but a block that fell.
Yes.
Yep. Got a timeout.
All right, timeout. Loggers leading 23-20. They're over Glenwood City. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken, along with Karen Smart here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 23-20 lead in this third set. We're tied up at one for the Phillips Loggers.
Yep.
And, Karen, we just were talking about that just now. The most important moment for both teams of the night is right now.
Yes.
Whoever goes up 2-1,
it's
huge.
It's going to be tough to come back.
It is.
Yeah, it is, especially, you start to get tired. You're playing hard. That third set. You know, if you're even up 1-1, which we are, that third set starts to drain you.
It sure does.
You know, it really does, because you've got to get up on the advantage.
Here's Annika Tobias to serve. A nice job into the net. They can return it. Annika gets the, I don't know if that's considered an ace. It's point to the Loggers, though. Or set point.
Yep, set point now. Come on, Loggers.
Tobias, 24-20. Loggers leading
in
this third set.
There you go. Make it
Here's
happen.
Annika. Put that one over. A little bit of trouble. And Flick gets it over.
That's good.
Staroba setting up Hurtland. Hurtland puts it over. Here's Glenwood City turn. Flick puts it over. Rayleigh sets it up. Saves it. Looking for Hurtland. Hurtland, again, she's been big here tonight. The older Macy Hurtland gets the game point for the Loggers. Nice job, Macy Hurtland and the Loggers. 25-20. Loggers take this third set and lead 2-1. That was huge, Karen. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media for a 2-minute timeout.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Medford Motors is your one-stop shop for all your vehicle needs, offering sales, service, and accessories for cars and trucks, e-bikes, e-scooters, and golf carts. Also offering mobile service, where we come to you, service your vehicle, and we'll be on our way, offering the most convenient ways to service all of your vehicles. Go online to medfordmotors.com to see our full selection, or call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 for details. Medford Motors, your locally and family-owned Ford dealership since 1947.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Think D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls just does oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASC-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle performing like a pro all season long. Like a great team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change pricing, and rewards. Buy five oil changes, get the sixth free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Plus, 24-hour towing and on-road roadside recovery keeps you in the game wherever you go.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Karen Smart here in Phillips, Wisconsin. We're about to get this fourth set underway. The Loggers coming off a 25-20, I believe it was,
yep,
in that third set to take a 2-1 lead. Karen, we talked about it while we were on a break, how huge this set was. This was the most crucial moment right here. Whoever was going to win this this third set right here.
Here's another big one. They serve. Glenwood City starts serving. We've got to break their serve right away. And we did.
There we did. Good call right there, Karen.
That is big because as you go into this deciding set, it could be deciding set, I should say.
You don't want a quick lead.
You don't want to give them a quick lead.
Yeah.
You know, so you want to jump on the serve as quickly as you can. And since they serve first, they did not serve well, so we got it. Now we got to capitalize.
We sure do. There was Alms right there causing a little bit of problems, Karen, what we've seen in that first set. It's 1-0 Loggers.
Here's
Alms right there. And blocker this time. The Loggers playing good defense.
Yep.
Soroba over to Tobias. Dugout by Glenwood City. And into the net. And the Loggers with an unforced error. Kalen Brandt into the net on that one. And Glenwood City in that first set didn't have very many unforced errors.
No,
they didn't. Then it was after that.
Yep.
We've seen a few more.
Loggers lead.
There's one right there as well. Rayleigh gets the ace.
Yep.
And it's 3-0. Nice start here for the Loggers.
That builds our confidence.
This set goes to 25 no matter what, correct?
Correct.
All right. Rayleigh Williams gets this one over Glenwood City. Up into the rafters. And
that
into a bad
trouble.
Place and poor communication.
I just think as it was falling and it was getting closer to the net, I didn't think they were going to be able to make that. It would have gone into the net.
Momentum is such a real thing.
Oh, it is.
It's so huge right there. Too early to call a timeout. 4-0 in this set is a crucial time, though. All right, Glenwood City. From the serve from Rayleigh Williams. Get that one over. And there she is, Alms on that one. Gets the point. She's not done yet, Karen. She's got some energy left. I think that first one might have taken a little energy. She was really active in that first set.
Tori and Alexis has switched out. Tori Miller and Alexis Alm. Tori has been their server.
Yeah, Miller in there right now to serve.
She's got a nice serve.
And it's 4-1. Okay. Over to Tobias. Tobias winds up and it's...
Well, Blake was right on it, so I can't complain.
They were looking for a tip.
He was right on it.
He was. The player stood up looking for a tip on that one. I didn't see one either.
I didn't see one either, but.
Here we go. Miller again gets that one over Rayleigh.
Oh, that's trouble.
Oh, a nice job from Stroba. And that one in. And
That was just sloppy.
Yep, sloppy play there.
Sloppy.
Sloppy play overall from the Loggers real quick here, and it's 4-3 ever since Miller came in.
Yeah.
Tori Miller, the freshman, closing the gap here.
Loggers got to settle down and play their game.
Yes. Here's Prospect. Okay. Digs that one out. Stroba.
Ooh.
The Tobias gets
Couldn't
it over.
Get it
and almost some trouble here. It's going to be
four hits. Yep.
Four, five to three. That was the first one I caught.
Good. See? One, two, three, four. Can't do that.
Yes. That's one, you know, not growing up in volleyball, I think that's one that kind of I don't see.
It throws you, yeah.
Yes, here we go. Here is Glenwood City. Here's Brommer again. Winds up, dug out here by Prospect.
Oh.
And what do they call legal?
They call the net on...
On the loggers, okay.
On the loggers,
so
yeah.
The loggers were in the net?
They were in the net.
Toes can't touch the line? Or how does
well,
that...
the center line, if you step over the center line and step down
okay.
on the other side, you can step on the center line, but you can't step over.
Okay.
Oh,
oh my gosh, Brommer hits that one hard into the net for Glenwood City,
yep.
And it rolls over.
Yep.
Tied up at 5.
Yep.
In this fourth set, loggers leading 2-1. And
well, that's
this one,
trouble.
Oh,
oh
it
wow.
was, just went over. I thought it was not going to go over.
I thought it was going to go over either.
Glenwood City
that's
able
close.
To get it over.
Ooh.
Is Brommer.
I was going to say, center line violation.
Yep, okay, now, point goes to loggers.
She stepped over and touched the other side of the line.
Got you.
So that's a center line violation.
There we go. 6-5, loggers take that lead again.
Okay, we got to get a little more cushion here.
All right, here we go. Annika Tobias. Always
nice.
Doing a nice job serving. Just everything's going downhill when she hits it.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Stroba over to Hurtland. Hurtland
nice.
Winds back.
Wow.
And we've seen a few of those.
Boy, is she
boom.
Nice
she,
up there.
Yeah, she hit it hard.
She has it.
She's one of those. If she had, you know, 3-4 more inches on her, she'd be
yeah.
quite the force over
yes.
here. Annika Tobias, the loggers with a 7-5 lead. Here she is. Tobias gets this one out of bounds.
Ooh, yeah.
Second time. Tobias has hit it out of bounds on that right side.
Yeah.
Trying to place it where she wants it. It's 7-6.
Okay, Kira Krieger for the serve.
Miss Krieger gets this one over. Okay. Dug out Rayleigh Williams.
Oh, it's over.
Luckily, the loggers get it over. Brommer's going to get set up. They're going to get up high. It's blocked.
Oh,
nice
yep.
job. The Erland sisters,
yep,
I think Macy
nice.
Might have got
yep,
that one by
Macy
herself.
Got it. Yep.
This is the best game I've seen Macy play this year. Comes in at a big time.
Yep.
Chloe Esterholm
yep.
here.
Chloe coming back serving.
Chloe checked in for Macy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Chloe in to serve. Chloe done a nice job
serve.
Serving here tonight. 8-6. Hilltoppers get it over. Stroba, she's going to set up Prospect. Gabby. Gabby was effective in that last set. Chloe digs this one up. Stroba back to Hurtland. This one back
to
far.
Just out. So I was hoping that would fall.
Yep, 8-7. Loggers leading by one here. That point went to the Hilltoppers.
Okay, so Ohms is back in. That front left side was she gave us a lot of trouble that first set
yeah.
there.
Brommer to serve here for the Hilltoppers.
Prospect
gets
her.
Up high. A nice job and a kill from her.
Touch.
She's been finding success on that opposite side when she's in this left corner
yep.
closest to us. And 9-7. Got to get to 25 here to get the win.
Need a few more points here to give us a little better momentum.
Yeah. I want a big lead.
Oh, I'd like a big lead, too. That would be very comforting.
Oh. Again, into the top of the net. That's a couple in this lat recently
yeah,
from her.
You know,
hit the top
and
of the net.
They're getting tired.
Yep.
You know, we see that so much in tournaments.
Yeah.
You know, as the day goes on, you get more and more of those nets served.
A lot of pressure will add to that.
Ooh.
Chloe with a nice dive. And point goes to... The Hilltoppers, they put it in a good spot, made it trouble. The loggers with the turnover there. We'll call it a turnover.
Yeah.
9-9 tied up here. Again, here's the Hilltoppers dug out here by the loggers. Here's Tobias. Tobias puts that one down.
Nice.
A kill from Annika Tobias.
Boy, she's been hot tonight.
She has.
She has had the touch tonight.
Catch and fire. She's been competitive. And Prospect's going to come out and... Maya Krawczyk.
Yep, Maya's going in to serve.
Loggers leading 10-9 here, third or fourth set. And that one's out of bounds.
Krawczyk
just out on the right side. Substitution coming in. Kyra Krueger going to come in.
Did we find it? Got another ball if we didn't.
Ball. Went out in the hallway. They tracked it down.
Yep. Must not have been anybody out there to retrieve it.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's Haley Schoen going to come out on that substitution. And serving right now, Aubrey Peterson puts it over.
Ooh.
Chloe Esterholm saves it. Tobias winds up deep. into the Raptors.
All right.
And that's what happens. Anika Tobias with the kill on that one. Ties it up at 10, I believe. No, it's 11-10.
Yep.
Loggers leading. She puts so much mustard on
she
that.
Does.
So much
and
heat.
when they bump it, they have to bump it hard.
Right.
It hits the Raptors.
We've seen a lot of it. That one hit the Raptors hard and went where no one could get it. All right, Rayleigh Williams gets this one over for the Loggers. Here's Alms. Dug out by Hurtland. Stroba. To Tobias.
Oh.
Tobias caught that one wrong. Probably should have bumped that one over.
She was leaning back a little bit too far on that.
She was caught out of position, and it's tied up at 11.
Yep. Here we go. Back to serve once again. Corey Miller and Alms comes out, which is a good thing, maybe.
Tied at 11. That one I thought was going to be out. Rayleigh says, ooh, yeah. All right, Tobias blocked here. And that time, the Hilltoppers get the point. They take a 12-11 lead.
That was not a good setup by us.
No.
I think Rayleigh should have let that one go out. I think it would have been out.
I think she caught that one at the last. She kind of, we've seen her look down after she hit it.
Yeah.
12-11, Hilltoppers leading, and that one off of Annika's arm goes out of bounds, 13-11.
Okay. All right, Gabby's coming back in.
Gabby and Maya out.
Yep.
And serving here, is Tori Miller. She's on a roll. Hilltoppers leading 13-11 right now. That one makes it over. Here's Tobias. She wound up and she was blocked. A nice job.
That was
from
a nice
the Hilltoppers.
Block.
It was. Kaylin
Hard
Grant.
Block.
Coach saying, go after the ball, get after it.
Yep.
He wants them to understand this is playoff, girls. Lose and go home. Benwood City.
That's over.
Just gets it over. That one is over. Loggers into the net.
Oh, no, it's in the net.
Trouble in the net. Coach going to call a timeout. He doesn't like where this one's going. It's 15-11 right now. Glenwood City Hilltoppers leading the Phillips Loggers in this fourth set. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Karen Smart here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 15-11 lead for the Glenwood City Hilltoppers in this fourth set over the Phillips Loggers. The Loggers leading 2-1, though, Karen.
Yep.
We can go home. They pull it off. Glenwood City says, no, you're going to stay a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Coming off that timeout. Here's Annika Tobias. Winds back and saved here by the Hilltoppers. Hilltoppers get it over. Williams over to Stroba. Finds Tobias again. Tobias with the kill.
Yeah.
Stops them. Stops the bleeding.
It does.
It's 15-12 right
there.
We
needed to break that serve.
We really did.
All right, now we just got to make our serve.
Here's a girl right here, got a lot of confidence in. Layla Stroba, she's fun to watch. She's a competitor, Karen.
She is.
Here's her jump serve. Gets it over, dug out by the Hilltoppers. Here's Brommer. She winds back. She's going to wind back every time. It bounces off of the Loggers and out of bounds. Point goes to the Hilltoppers at 16-12. Nothing out of hand here yet, Karen.
Not yet, but we got to get the point back.
All right, here's the serve.
A couple of good points here.
We do. Rayleigh Williams to Hurtland to Tobias. Not tipped. That's going to be point to the Hilltoppers again, 17-12.
Okay, settle down. Settle down, Loggers. You can do this.
And here comes the Hilltoppers. It's their turn. Here is Stroba. Stroba spikes that one over, dug out by the Hilltoppers. Here's Brommer again. Brommer really winds back with that arm. Here is Tobias, that one's blocked. Hurtland, nice spike from her. They're able to save it and tipped out of bounds. Yep. Loggers get the point and they get fired up about that one. 17-13. Makes it feel more like a game here, only down by four.
Yeah. I'd like to see the crowds, especially our little student section
get
over
into
there.
This
getting
one
into
over here.
More. Yeah. Yeah, who's over there we know that can get me fired up?
Maybe that's what Mike Eggerbrecht is telling him right now. He just walked over there. Says, guys,
they haven't.
We got to fire up these girls here.
There.
Oh, and Macy Hurtland unable to see that one.
Yep.
And Loggers with the error there. Point's going to go to Glenwood City. It's 18-13. Glenwood City serving. They get it over. Dug out by the Loggers. Trying to set up Prostek. Gabby Prostek puts that one over. Saved by the Hilltoppers.
Oh.
Brommer saves it for the Hilltoppers here. It's their turn. She's got to get it over. She does. Setting up Prostek. Hits that one hard. Dug up by the Hilltoppers, though.
All right, good.
And it went into the rafters, and it was trouble.
Yep.
And points going to go to the Loggers. It's 18-14. And Rayleigh Williams coming out.
Yep.
Delaney Four in, and Macy Hurtland out, and Chloe Esterholm. She's going to serve.
She's going to take it to us. Come on now.
Here we go. It's the sophomore, Chloe Esterholm. There's a serve from her. That one, a nice serve. It's trouble. The Hilltoppers save it. Prostek tips it. She's got to get it over this time. Prostek, a nice spot. Put it deep in the corner. Gets
Gabby
the point.
Gabby played that perfectly.
Gabby sure did. Gabby
she
Prostek.
She played that perfectly.
Set it. Call that a set.
Yep.
A set
yep.
tip into
yep.
that back
yep.
left corner. Got the point, Chloe Esterholm.
She knew where she wanted to go with that.
She's been doing a nice job
Chloe.
Serving tonight. Here's Chloe again. This one, deep, saved by the Hilltoppers. Here's Brommer. Brommer hits it deep, dug out by Tobias. There's Stroba. Over to Prostek. Prostek spikes it deep, saved by the Hilltoppers.
Come back again.
Brommer again. That one's good. It's in.
Oh.
Point going to go to the Hilltoppers.
It hits the line, Judge. It's probably in.
All right. Brommer going to serve here for the Hilltoppers. Student section a little quiet over there, aren't they today?
Yeah, they are. Are they usually
JJ, get
quiet?
Them fired up. JJ's sleeping too.
Oh,
and an ace.
Miscommunication.
Miscommunication, an ace there from the Hilltoppers makes it 20-15.
All right, come on. We're not out of this yet.
No, we're not out of it by any means. Your coach still has a timeout. That one's out. There we get a point. 20-16.
Right. Now we got to capitalize on our serve.
Yeah, we do. Hurtland's ready. Maya Hurtland going to serve here. She's due.
These are going to be really important serves.
They are.
We got to make sure we keep the
Here's
serve.
Here's Alms, and Alms gets one on that left corner again, makes it 21-16.
Yep.
Nice kill there from Alms.
Yeah, she's tough over there. Boy.
She really has. Early in the game and again late in the game now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that one could have been out of bounds as well, but the Loggers dig it out. Here is the Hilltopper setting up Alms. She winds back.
Trouble.
That one blocked. No, it's out of bounds.
Oh.
Going to be a point goes two.
No, you know, I don't think you have a timeout, Colin.
I think he does have one left,
does
he? He must.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
22-16. Loggers down here right now in this fourth set. They're leading 2-1, but we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin and Karen Smart here in Phillips, Wisconsin. We're having a good time here tonight, aren't we, Karen?
Yeah.
It's playoffs. It's tournament
this
time.
Fun.
The Loggers are leading 2-1, but the Hilltoppers up in this fourth set. And another spike error, another ace from the Hilltoppers. It's 23-16. Well, we asked her, I'm going to check out Rayleigh Williams. She's going to check in.
Okay.
Looks like we're coming down to this final set, Karen.
I
the Loggers can come in with a miracle. Rayleigh, over to Prostek.
Totally possible.
That one blocked back into her face there. The Loggers save it, though. Here's the Hilltoppers looking for Alms. A nice job getting it over
good
to Alms.
Good save by Rayleigh.
Here we go. Here's Prostek again.
Prostek.
All right, Hilltoppers turn. Over to Alms.
That's where they
dug out by Tobias Erland. Brommer saves that one. A little tip over. They're going to try to set up.
Gotta watch it.
Tobias. And here it is. Alms again. Dug out again by Tobias.
You ready?
Prospect gets it over.
That was a good save.
And Alba, and Delaney Ford, but a nice save for Prospect. The Loggers alive yet.
They still are.
Alms gets up. Spikes it over. Saved by the Loggers. Prospect, they just go back and forth, Karen.
This is a good volley.
It really is.
Oh.
And that one, I believe, is good.
Yep.
24-16.
Okay. Not out of it yet.
Nope.
Not out of it yet.
1 point to go here.
Can't give them this point.
The Loggers going to have to look a little better in this final set here. If they're able to come back, a miracle. We'll see. Hurtland. And Loggers might get a point. They're going to get the point.
There we go. Okay.
All right. 24-70.
One at a time.
All these years, Karen, I'm sure you've seen crazier comebacks than this right here. It's possible, isn't it?
It is. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Gabby Servin, she's got to make a good serve here.
Yep.
Make it a good one.
They got to put a little bit of doubt in the mind of Glenwood City. And here they are. Here's Alms. Bikes this one over. Dug out by Hurtland. Here's Tobias. Tobias with the spike. And
that
was trouble. There we go. The Loggers get the point on the error.
Yeah.
From Glenwood City.
That.
It's 24-18.
Come on.
Gabby's not going to quit. We know that.
No, she's not.
She's a competitor.
She is.
Gabby gets this one over. And if you could get this team nervous over here, crazy things can happen.
Yeah.
Delaney over to Tobias, tips it over the top and gets
another
point.
There we go.
Here's the Loggers putting that doubt into their mind here.
That's right. Time out.
There we go. That's what we needed.
That's what we needed. Yep. They want to break her serve. They know how good she is.
Trying to ice her. It's 24-19. Loggers down, but a little bit of a comeback mounting. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenden and Karen Smart here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's volleyball regional action. The Phillips Loggers leading 2-1, but they're down in this fourth set, 24-19. Game set here, or game set point for the Hilltoppers.
Set point for the Hilltoppers.
They get it over. Prospect.
Everybody's got to be
Strova. Here is Tobias. Gets it over. Hilltoppers, they get it back, though. And just Tobias winds back that one into the net, diving Delaney Ford to save it. Loggers turn. I'm sorry, Hilltoppers
get up there,
turn.
Loggers.
And there we go.
Yes,
that's got to be a legal
hit.
Loggers get the point.
Legal hit.
24-20.
Yep. Creeping back here. Creeping back. You can do this.
You definitely got it in the back of the mind of the Hilltoppers players.
Yep.
Gabby Prospect gets this one over. Got to be safe, but got to take some risks, too. And Delaney into the net. That's going to be legal.
Oh, yep.
Game goes to, or set goes to, the Hilltoppers. We're going to go to five, Karen.
We're going to go to five.
We're going to go to five sets here. The Hilltoppers win that one 25-20. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a two-minute timeout.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Get the best seat in the house at Shalongwin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schwamgen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign, implants, root canals, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art equipment and technology. They accept Care Credit VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North Park Falls, on Oak Street in Woodruff, and in Manitouish Waters. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. October is Car Care Month. Since the cold weather is upon us, now is the perfect time to make sure your vehicle is ready for the season. Right now, get a complimentary vehicle inspection with every mobile service visit. We will come to you, service your vehicle, and we'll be on our way. The most convenient way to service your vehicle and make sure it's ready for winter. Go online to MedfordMotors.com or call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 for details and to schedule now.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenitz and Terrence March here. We're in the fifth and final set. It's only going to go to 15 here. Loggers just served it. And a big spike from Holmes makes it 1-0, Glenwood City. It's all or nothing in this set here, Karen. The Loggers, or Glenwood City, won the first set and the fourth set. Going into the fifth here. Serving this one over. There's Hurtland. Gets it over to Tobias. Puts in a good spot. They get it over. Glenwood City does. Back to the Loggers. And back to Tobias. She wound down. Oh, and it was just out.
Just out.
2-0. Glenwood City serves it over. Here's Delaney 4. Puts it over for the Loggers.
Yeah, illegal hit.
Loggers get the point.
As soon as he blew his whistle, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, and they needed that one really bad, Karen. They didn't want to go down 3-0 this one out.
Yep.
It's 2-1 Glenwood City. Remember, we're only going to 15.
All right, Chloe, come on.
Rayleigh Williams it is, Karen.
Oh,
Rayleigh.
Yep.
Gets it over. Here's Glenwood City's turn. Alms. Go spike for her. Is on a bounce.
Good.
Tied at 2.
This could go back and forth. I can see this going back and forth, point for point.
Rayleigh.
I don't know if anybody's going to get up 3 or 4 points.
I'm with you. They're 2 into it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Rayleigh. Serves it over. Dug out by the Hilltoppers. Dug out here by the Loggers after the spike. Tobias with a little tip is short. Doesn't go over the net. Hilltoppers get the point. 3-2 they lead.
Okay, back in.
We got to enjoy this.
Yeah.
Snickers bar while I can. It's getting late, and I'm starting to feel like Betty White. You know how that goes?
Oh, yeah.
Here they go.
Okay.
Hilltoppers, serve this one over. Here's Tobias with a big spike and kill. Could see that one coming.
Oh, yeah.
She ties it up at 3.
She knew where that was going.
She got up, she wound back, and hit that one down hard.
She did.
Here is Layla Stroba.
Come on, Layla.
Set to serve for the Loggers. Layla Stroba. What a night she's had. The jump serve. She gets it over. Dugout by the Hilltoppers looking for Brommer. Brommer, that one's blocked.
Get it over.
Oh, and the Loggers didn't get under it.
Yeah.
Macy did a nice job. Macy Hurtland saving that or blocking that one. It tipped straight up.
Yep.
Then it went down to the ground.
Down.
Everyone
yep.
stepped out of the way
yep.
after that. It's 4-3.
I realized it was coming back on the
Hilltoppers
side.
Leading. They get it over. Hurtland over to Tobias. Tobias. It tips to Glenwood City, and the point is good. 5-3. Glenwood City leading here right now.
And I think Kara Krieger saw where the Loggers weren't on that one out of the corner
of
her eye.
And I'm guessing two timeouts the teams will get here, too,
yep.
correct? And an error there by the Loggers. Looked like they weren't ready. Almost 6-3. The ace from the Hilltoppers. That's Kaylin Brandt. Brandt. What's this one over? Here's Stroba over to Hurtland. That one blocked. A nice save by Stroba. Loggers trying
Double.
To save a life.
Oh.
They're able to. Oh, no.
Timeout.
Hilltoppers get the point. Coach Hoagland, he's going to call a timeout. It's 7-3.
Oh,
Hilltoppers.
Not happy.
We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Karen Smart here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It is, we're in the fifth set, Karen, and it's 7-3. The Hilltoppers leading right now and get set to get underway here. In a moment, they're only going to play to 15. The Loggers down by 4 early on. Here's the Hilltoppers to serve. That's Kaylin Brandt. Gets it over. Loggers trying to set up Strobe up. That one's blocked. And point goes to the Loggers.
Okay.
What was it?
Yep.
In the net?
It had to have been in the net.
Okay, Strobe
yep.
had a nice set
yep.
right there.
Yep.
And the Hilltoppers were called in the net. It's 7-4. Tobias set to serve.
Okay, Annika, we need a run of serves here.
We need a run here is right. Here's Tobias. Gets it over. And there's an error. There you go. An error hitting kind of a double hit. I don't know. It's almost like she
that
caught it.
That was an illegal hit. She caught it, lifted
yep.
it. Yeah, definitely an illegal hit.
And it's 7-5. Hilltoppers leading. Tobias with the running serve. Puts
yeah,
it over
good.
And gets the ace.
All right. That's good.
Beautiful serve from her.
That's
you,
what we need.
You feel the energy come
timeout.
Back. And the coach for Hilltoppers
yep.
calls a timeout at the
break
right
that
time.
Serve right away.
We're going to send it back again to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Karen Smart here in Phillips, Wisconsin. We have an exciting match here. The Phillips Loggers are losing right now 6-7 in this fifth and final set. We're only going to play to 15, but they have a little momentum on their side. Here is Annika Tobias with the serve. Gets it over. Here's the Loggers' turn after the return from the Hilltoppers. And this is good news. It looks like, oh, my gosh, the Hilltoppers saved it. It was in a tough spot. The Hilltoppers saved
it.
But Maya Hurtland, she's not done. She gets up high, spikes it hard, ties it at 7. The Loggers, it was a struggle early on. A nice little comeback right now.
I thought for sure we were going to have trouble on that one, but we made it. We did it.
Tobias with the serve. It's over the top.
Going to go deep.
The Hilltoppers, a nice spike, put it in no man's land. That was Tori Oldman. And the Hilltoppers, again, take the 8-7 lead.
Yep. Okay, come on, Loggers. Got to tie this back up.
Hilltoppers serve it over. Here's Hurtland setting up Prostack. A big spike from her. And point goes to...
Okay, next. Someone must have been in the net on Glenwood City side.
Jody raised her
yep,
leg.
There was a touch.
Okay.
On the comeback.
She's saying that there was a touch.
There was a touch, but there was also someone in the net. They did indicate a net.
8-8 here.
Net violation.
Chloe Esterholm serving for the Loggers. Nice serve from her. And the Loggers able to dig this one out of trouble. Point goes to the Hilltoppers. It's 9-8. Substitution here.
Yep. Holmes is going back up in that front now. We got to be very cognizant of her.
Right. Brommer serves this one over. Dug out by Stroba. Here's Hurtland over to Prostek.
Out. Okay.
Blocked and out of bounds. Point goes to the Loggers.
Yep. Tied it up.
We're tied at 9. And soon, I believe, we'll get Annika up front, correct?
Yes.
Here's Hurtland. Maya Hurtland serves it over. Tied at 9.
To the net. Watch it.
Here's Stroba. Setting up. Oh, they got Loggers. Got lucky at the end of the net.
Would we get lucky on that one?
Prostek got that one over in a missed hit on the Hilltoppers side. Makes it 10-9. Loggers take the lead.
All right. Come on. Keep it up. Keep it
up. Here's Maya Stroba. Puts this one over in a nice spot.
That's
a little bit of trouble it is.
All right.
The Loggers. Is that an ace, Karen?
Yep, that would be considered an ace.
And it's 11-9. Loggers getting the momentum. Closing in here. Both teams have a timeout left. It's 11-9. Fifth and final set only going to go to 15. Here's Hurtland. Puts it in a nice spot.
Close to the net. Watch it.
And here we go. Here is setting up Delaney 4. She's blocked, but she gets it back herself. Prostek gets it over. Hilltopper turn. Here's Alms. It could be trouble. She put this one too far. 12-9. Loggers with the point.
She's going to call a timeout.
She's going to use her timeout right now. I like when this coach used it.
Yep.
And with 56 seconds here, Karen, let's stay right here.
Yeah.
It's too close to the end here to go anywhere. We don't want to miss nothing. 12-9 here right now. The Loggers with a little bit of run. They were down by 4 early on.
Yes.
Now they have a 3-point lead. What was the difference?
I think it was just they started to get those chip away at those points.
Yes.
And it built their confidence. And I think they realized that in order to win this set, they have got to play their best.
You got it.
They've got to be ready for everything that they put over.
And it's just like you said, 1 point at a time.
Exactly.
Once they got close and they were within 1, I could feel a little bit of confidence on their side and taking it 1 point. Hey, you got to finish this match out like this set out too. 1 point at a time. 13th point here is the next point we're looking for. Here we go. And
Hurtland,
another ace from Maya Hurtland makes it 13-9.
Okay.
She put it where nobody was, right over the front line and right over the front line and right in front of the back line.
Yep.
Beautiful job from the sophomore.
Job.
She's been competitive all night. Here's Hurtland.
Nice and easy.
13-9.
Hey,
setting up
Alms.
Big spike coming from her. You can see that one.
Yep.
That was a nice one. She makes it 13-10.
Okay, we got to get this serve back.
We do. And Opal Volz is in there right now, and she's been doing a good job serving. It's 13-10. She puts it over. Esterholm bumps that one up.
Oh, that's almost
she's going to get it over. Oh, and that was just out.
Just out. Oh, man, that was close.
13-11. Momentum
Jody.
On this side. That one right over the top. Here is Tobias.
See?
Gets it over. The Loggers looking frazzled again. This one tipped up. And point, what was the...
Net. Must have been a net.
Oh, well...
Timeout, Colin.
Delaney was into the net, I believe is what it is. Hey, we're going to send it back. It's 13-12, Loggers leading. They called a timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Karen Smarts here in Phillips, Wisconsin, coming out of this timeout by the Loggers. The Loggers leading in the fifth and final set, 13-12. But momentum got switched again. It's back onto Glenwood City's side. And Opal Bolts, when she's been serving, she's been good. She gets it over. Here is Hurtland over to Prostek. Over the top. It's the Hilltoppers turn. They got Alms. She spikes it down, gets the point with Alms up front there. Nothing's a gimme. Tied at 13. Opal Volz again. Over the top. Tobias bumps it. Stroba back to Tobias. Yeah. Tobias with the spike. Loggers 14-13. Set point. For the Loggers, set match point for the Loggers.
Point, set, match.
And Gabby Prostek.
Come on, Gabby.
A big one right here. All the marbles on the table. Here's Gabby. Gabby gets it over. This one could be trouble. It's into the basketball hoop, but the Hilltoppers able to get it over. Here's Hurtland.
What were you doing?
Stroba.
Yeah, come on, girls.
Over to Tobias, gets it over.
Ooh.
They're going to set up arms on that side. Alms gets up and gets the spike, ties it at 14. Momentum back. The Loggers almost had a good shot there when they put Glenwood City put that one up into the basketball hoop.
Yep. 14-14.
It's not set point. Got to win by two.
Yeah.
Hurtland. Stroba.
Look out.
Delaney.
No. Four hits.
Point goes two.
Oh, boy.
The Hilltoppers. The Hilltoppers leading 15-14. Game set. Match. Point here for the Hilltoppers. Over it goes. That one is in, I believe.
Oh!
Out. And it's tied?
Yep.
15. We're tied at 15.
Yeah.
Tied at 15 here.
I think the table thought it was out, too.
Are we're tied at 15, correct?
Yes. It should be 15-15.
15-15 is the score.
Yep.
Here's Rayleigh Williams. Rayleigh gets this one over. Up by the net, it's trouble. Okay. Loggers take the lead, 16-15.
Told you this was going back and forth. Told you.
You called it. Right down to it.
All right, come on.
16-15. Here's Rayleigh Williams. Glenwood City. It's their turn. Here's Alms on this side.
Loggers.
And it's back to tied at 16. The Loggers hit that one into the rafters. Alms comes out and coming into serve is Tori Miller. We're tied at 16. Stressing everybody out up here, Karen.
I know, it is.
All right, here we go. Here's Miller. Gets it over. Prostek gets that one. And it's 17-16. Hilltoppers take the lead. Back and forth they go.
Hey, we gotta be really careful on this serve.
Tori Miller looking for her best serve of the season. Over it goes. Rayleigh bumps this one up. Stroba over to Tobias. Tobias, it's the Hilltoppers' turn. They gotta bump it over. They do get it over. Tobias to Stroba. Back to Tobias. That one spiked. And this one's out, and it's tied at 17. Back
at
four.
There you
go. Yeah, I'm going a little. This is just a little too much, Sharon. 17-17. Here's Layla Strova to serve. I don't need this program anymore. I know other names by now. And here we go. And this one, a little bit of trouble. And it's going to go point to the Loggers. Strova hit that one over the... The Hilltoppers ended up bumping it into the rafters, and the Loggers take a one-point lead.
All right, Loggers, here we go.
All right.
Everybody on your toes. Everybody on your toes.
Stroba, the jump serve. She gets it over and deep. Here's the Hilltoppers. They're going to Tip it back over to the Loggers. Looking to set up Tobias.
One at a time.
Hurtland. Oh, and that one is out, and it goes point. Hurtland had a nice spike. It wasn't touched by anyone.
Oh, man.
And it was a little too far, though. Tied up at 18.
Get the serve back. Get the serve.
To the Hilltoppers. Here's Rayleigh. Setting up Tobias. Tobias, that one's good. Loggers take the 19-18 lead. And Tobias gets the point, and now she's going to go back and serve.
This is exciting.
This is exciting. We're getting our money's worth here tonight, Karen.
Oh, my
Here's
gosh.
Here's Annika Tobias. Loggers leading 19-18. Gets it over, just over. The Hilltoppers.
Hey, heads up. Here we go.
It's their turn. This one, two, three, Loggers win.
The Loggers.
The Loggers. Win this one 20-18.
Oh,
what a win for the Loggers. A heartbreaker.
Holy cow.
Heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker for Glenwood City. Yep.
And it was.
Oh, but what a well played match. I mean, when you go 5 and you go 20-18, you know you have had a great match.
Absolutely. Back and forth. They went just like you said.
Yep.
The Loggers squeaking one out. And what a performance it was right there.
All around.
We're gonna stay right here. I don't think we're gonna get a chance to talk with Coach Hoagland after this one. He's gonna be busy back there.
Yeah.
But what a match there by the Loggers. First set here was won by the Hilltoppers. Second and the third set was won by the Loggers. Fourth set by the Hilltoppers, all of these were close matches.
Oh, they
Karen.
Were. They were. They weren't blowouts.
Back and forth they went.
No.
This one here, 20-18 is the final in the last set here. The
and you only played. And you're only